Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So I'd like to thank everyone for attending class today. Happy Ekadashi. Today we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila. This is chapter number 15, the Lord's Pogunda Lila. So I'll read the short summary, and then we can just chant text number one together, and then I'll proceed from there. So again, chapter 15, the Lord's Pogunda Lila. A synopsis of the 15th chapter is as follows. The Lord took lessons in grammar from Gangadas Pandit and became very expert in commenting upon grammar. He forbade his mother to take grains on the Ekadashi day. He narrated a story that Vishvarupa, after accepting the sannyas order, invited him in a dream to accept sannyas also. But the Lord refused and was therefore sent back home. When Jagannath Mishra passed away, the Lord married the daughter of Vallabhacharya, whose name was Lakshmi. All these events are summarized in this chapter. Kumana su manastavam hi Yati yasya padad bhaja Bhaja Sumanor pana matrena Tam Chaitanya Prabhum Bhaje Kumana Sumanastvam Hi Yati Yasya Badab Jayo Sumanor Pana Matrena Tam Chaitanya Prabhum Bhaje Kumana Sumanastvam Hi Yati Yasya Padam Jayo Sumanor Panamatrena Tam Chaitanya Prabhum Bhaje. Someone else, please. Kumana Sumanasam Hi Yati Yasya Padab Jayo Sumanor Panapatrena Tam Chaitanya Prabhum Bhaje Kumana Sumanastram Bhi. Kumana sumisatam hi Sumanor panamatrena Tam Chaitanya Prabhu Bhaje Kumana sumanasam hi Yati yasya padam payo Sumanor Tam Chaitanya Prabhu Bhaje. Ladies, please. Kumana Sumana Swami. Yati Yasya Pado Vijayo. Kumana Sumana Samhi Yati Yasya Padabayo Sumanurpana Matrena Kumana. A person interested in activities of material sense enjoyment. Sumanasvam, the position of a devotee without material desires. He certainly, yati, gets, yasya, whose, pada abjayo, at the lotus feet. Sumana, a flower. Arpana, offering. Matrena, simply by doing so. Tam, him. Chaitanya Prabhu, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhaje, I worship. Translation, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, because simply by offering a flower at his lotus feet, even the most ardent materialist becomes a devotee. That is one very strong verse. I'm going to read that again. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, because simply by offering a flower at his lotus feet, even the most ardent materialist becomes a devotee. Wow. So I'll read on. And I'll just read the English translations. All glories to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Advaita Acharya, and all glories to all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. Let me now enumerate the activities of the Lord between the ages of 5 and 10. His chief occupation during this period was to engage himself in study. The pastimes of the Lord during his Poganda age were very extensive. His education was his chief occupation, and after that, his very beautiful marriage took place. When the Lord was studying grammar at the place of Ganga Das Pandit, he is in capital letters. Oh, you've got the translation on the board. He would immediately learn grammatical rules and definitions by heart simply by hearing them once. What is the Sanskrit word for when one hears? Shrutidhar. So simply by hearing once. Shrutidhar. The Lord was able to remember everything that he had heard. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that the Lord was given lessons by a teacher named Vishnu and another teacher named Sudarshan. Later on, he was a little grown up. He was under the care of Ganga Das Pandit, who taught him grammar of a higher standard. Anyone serious about studying the Sanskrit language should first learn grammar. It is said that simply to finish studying Sanskrit grammar takes at least 12 years. But once one learns the grammatical rules and regulations very nicely, all other scriptures and subject matters in Sanskrit are extremely easy to understand. For Sanskrit grammar is the gateway to education. Translation. He soon became so expert in commentating on the Panjitika that he could win victory over all other students, although he was a neophyte. Purport. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says there was a commentary on grammar named Panjitika that was later explained very lucidly by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In his book, Chaitanya Mangala, which later became the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur has very elaborately described the Lord's pastimes of study. Purport. The Chaitanya Bhagavata, Adikanda, chapters 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 are a good reference for the studious pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Translation. One day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell down at the feet of his mother and requested her to give him one thing in charity. His mother replied, "My dear son, I will give you whatever you ask." Then the Lord said, "My dear mother, please do not eat grains on the Ekadashi day." Interesting, we're reading this on Ekadashi day. Purport. From the very beginning of his childhood life, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced the system of observing a fast on the Ekadashi day. In the Bhakti Sandarbha by Srila Jiva Goswami, there is a quotation from the Skanda Purana admonishing that a person who eats grains on Ekadashi becomes a murderer of his mother, father, brother, and spiritual master. And even if he is elevated to the Vaikuntha planet, he falls down. Very important instructions. On Ekadashi, everything is cooked for Vishnu, including regular grains and dal. But it is enjoined that a Vaishnava should not take Vishnu prasadam on Ekadashi. It is said that a Vaishnava does not accept anything eatable that is not offered to Lord Vishnu. But on Ekadashi, a Vaishnava should not touch even Mahaprasadam offered to Vishnu, although such prasadam may be kept for being eaten the next day. It is strictly forbidden for one to accept any kind of grain on Ekadashi, even if it is offered to Lord Vishnu. Mother Sachi said, "You have spoken very nicely. I shall not eat grains on Ekadashi." From that day, she began to observe fasting on Ekadashi. Purport. It is a prejudice among smarta Brahmins that a widow must observe fasting on Ekadashi. But a woman who is sadhava, who has her husband, should not. It appears that Lord Chaitanya's request... It appears that before Lord Chaitanya's request, Sachi Mata, being sadhava, was not observing Ekadashi. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, however, introduced the system that a woman, even if not a widow, must observe the Ekadashi day and must not touch any kind of grains, even those offered to the deity of Vishnu. Translations. Thereafter, seeing that Vishwarup was a grown-up youth, Jagannath Mishra wanted to find a girl and arrange a marriage ceremony for him. Hearing of this, Vishwarupa immediately left home and went away to accept sannyas and travel from one place of pilgrimage to another. When Sachi Mata and Jagannath Mishra heard of the departure of their elder son, Vishwarupa, they were very unhappy, but Lord Chaitanya tried to console them. My dear mother and father, the Lord said, it is very good that Vishwarupa has accepted the sannyas order, for thus he has delivered both his father's family and his mother's family. Purport. It is sometimes said that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disapproved of the acceptance of the sannyas order in this Kali Yuga, because in the Shastra it is said, Ashvamedham Gavalambam Sanyasam Palam Paitrikam Devarena Sutap Patim Kalo Pancha Varar Jayat. In this age of Kali, five acts are forbidden: the offering of a horse in sacrifice, the offering of a cow in sacrifice, the acceptance of the order of sannyas, the offering of oblations of flesh to the forefathers, and a man's begetting children in his brother's wife. Brahma Vaivarta Purana, Krishna Jamna Kanda, 185.180. Nevertheless, we see that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself accepted sannyas and approved of the sannyas of his elder brother Vishwarup. It is clearly said here, Bala Haila, Vishwarupa Sannyasa Karila Pitrikula Matrikula Dwi Udarila. Therefore, should it be thought that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made statements that are contradictory? No, actually he did not. It is recommended that one accept sannyas to dedicate his life for the service of the Lord, and everyone must take that kind of sannyas, for by accepting such sannyas, one renders the best service to both his parental and maternal families. Paternal and maternal families. But one should not accept the sannyas order of the Mayavada school, which has practically no meaning. We find many Mayavadi sannyasis simply loitering in the street, thinking themselves Brahman or Narayan, and spending all day and night begging so that they can fill their hungry bellies. Mayavadi sannyasis have become so degraded that there is a section of them who eat everything, just like hogs and dogs. It is such degraded sannyas that is prohibited in this age. Actually, Srila Sankaracharya's principles for the acceptance of sannyas were very strict. But later, the so-called Mayavad sannyas became degraded because of their false philosophy, which propounds that by accepting sannyas, one becomes Narayan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected that kind of sannyas, but the acceptance of sannyas is one of the things that the Varnashram, How then can it be rejected? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu assured his parents that he would serve them, and thus the minds of his father and mother were satisfied. One day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ate betel nuts offered to the deity, but they acted as an intoxicant, and he fell down on the ground unconscious. Purport. Betel nuts are an intoxicant, and therefore the regulative principles prohibit eating them. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes of fainting after eating betel nuts is a solid instruction to all of us that one should not touch betel nuts, even those offered to Vishnu, just as one should not touch grains on the Ekadashi day. Of course, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fainting had a particular purpose. As the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he can do whatever he likes and eat whatever he wants, and we should not imitate his pastimes. After his father and mother sprinkled water on his mouth with great haste, the Lord revived and said something wonderful they have never heard before. The Lord said, "Vishwarupa took me away from here, and he requested me to accept the sannyas order. I replied to Vishwarupa, I have my helpless father and mother, and also I am but a child. What do I do about the sannyas order of life? Later I shall become a householder and thus serve my parents, for this action will very much satisfy Lord Narayan and his wife, the goddess of fortune." Then Vishwarupa returned me home and requested offer thousands and thousands of obeisances unto my mother, Sachi Devi. In this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed various pastimes, but why he did so, I cannot understand. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead and his devotees who come to this world are executing a mission, and therefore sometimes they act in a way that is very difficult to understand. It is said, therefore, Vaishnavera Kriya Mudra Vigyeha Na Bujhaya. Even if one is very learned and intelligent scholar, he cannot understand the activities of a Vaishnava. A Vaishnava accepts anything favorable for executing his mission, but foolish persons, not knowing the purpose of such exalted Vaishnavas, indulge in criticizing them. That is forbidden. Since no one can understand what a Vaishnava does for the purpose of executing his mission, to criticize such a Vaishnava is the offense called sadhu ninda. So a few things that come to mind here is that we have the great example of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Yuga Avatar. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in the form, the Lord came in the form as a devotee. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to spread Krishna consciousness and teach the souls, the fallen souls of Kali Yuga, how to become Krishna consciousness, how to become Krishna conscious. And he came to spread the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. In this age of Kali, very difficult to understand Krishna through meditation and some of the other ways that we've studied through the different yugas. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has made it very easy for us in this age of Kali Yuga simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord. One can become self-realized. Kalona stevena stevena steva gatiranyakta. Harinam 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 eva kevalam. Kalona stevena stevena steva gatiranyakta. Very important. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. So as I've said in the past, someone's feedback. It all starts right here. So, Prabhus, this is a bead bag. And inside are japa beads. 16 rounds. Srila Prabhupada said it's not that difficult. If we simply rise early and we bathe and we just focus on the chanting, 16 rounds is not difficult. Of course, we do have challenges with our minds. That's understood. Our minds will wander. We'll think about so many things. Today during japa, I was chanting and I'm thinking, you know, some of the things that I'm going to say in class. So this is not, you know, this is not suggested. This is not advised because we want to just simply focus on hearing the holy name of the Lord. So we have many wonderful examples in Srila Prabhupada, in the disciplic succession, in Lord Chaitanya, in the chanting of the holy name. And we go out and we give Krishna freely to everyone in Kali Yuga. Here we are, we study the philosophy, we're chanting, we're having kirtan, we have very nice kirtan here, in association of devotees. And then we should take it and give it to others freely. So on Friday nights, on Saturday nights, we have Harinam. And sure, it's difficult. It's a challenge sometimes because, you know, we may work. We may have a lot of service to do. But I've experienced that if we go out on Harinam, Krishna gives us so much mercy. Krishna will give us the energy we need because we are taking up his mission. So the chanting of Hare Krishna, the spreading of Krishna consciousness through Harinam is the Yuga Dharma. So there's different ways that we can preach. And we can preach as a child. We can preach as a youth. We can preach as an adult. We can preach as an elderly person. And there's different ashrams, whether it be brahmachari that of a student, the student life, or the householder life, the grihastha ashram. Then there's the vanaprast, where one begins to renounce household activities and take more to Krishna consciousness. And then the sannyasa order of life, where one renounces everything and goes out and preaches Krishna consciousness all over the world. It's not advised in this age that one takes sannyas and go to the woods. That's not advised. It doesn't benefit anyone to take sannyas and go to the woods. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted that this be spread all over the world. And so therefore, even sannyasis, which previously is forbidden in this age of Kali Yuga, Srila Prabhupada has introduced that to our Krishna consciousness movement, to take sannyas and to renounce everything, but not to just give up everything and go to the woods, but to renounce all of our material comforts and spread Krishna consciousness. Now, something that comes to mind that I wanted to share with everyone today, with Lord Chaitanya being such a wonderful example of spreading Krishna consciousness, This is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we should be focusing in now. We're coming close. We're coming close to Tuesday. This is the holy appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's Gaur Purnima. It's a very, very special day. So Lord Chaitanya has so nicely left us with 8 prayers, 8 instructions, which I would like to read through the Sanskrit of it, and I would also like to read the English. And if you know this, you can please chant along with me. I'll read the Sanskrit, and then I'll read the English, and then the Sanskrit, and then the English. Cheto darpana marjanam bhava mahadvagni nirvapanam shreyakara vichandrika vitarinam vijavijujivanam anandam buddhi vardhanam pradipadam pranamritas vardhanam sarvatmasnaparam param vijayate shri krishna sankirtanam. Glories to the Sri Krishna Sankirtan, which cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated for years and extinguishes the fire of conditional life, of repeated birth and death. This Sankirtan movement is the prime benediction for humanity at large because it spreads the rays of the benediction moon. It is the life of all transcendental knowledge. It increases the ocean of transcendental bliss and enables us to fully taste the nectar for which we are always anxious. That one line, glorious to the Sri Krishna Sankirtan, which cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated for years and extinguishes the fire of conditional life, of repeated birth and death. Nam nam akari bahudani jasharva shakti statra pitani amite smarne nakalaha etadrisita vakripa bhagavan mamapi durdaiva midri shami jahani nuragaha. O my Lord, your holy name alone can render all benediction to living beings, and thus you have hundreds and millions of names like Krishna and Govinda. In these transcendental names, you have invested all your transcendental energies. There are not even any hard or fast rules for chanting these names. O my Lord, out of kindness, you have enabled us to easily approach you by your holy name, but I am so unfortunate that I have no attraction for them. Tunada pi suniche na turora pi sahishuna amanida manidena kirtaniya sadahari. One should chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind, thinking oneself lower than the straw in the street. One should be more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, and ready to offer all respects to others. In such a state of mind, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. So if we see that we're not able to chant the holy name of the Lord constantly, we should examine this verse. We should actually keep this verse around our neck. One should chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind, thinking oneself lower than the straw in the street. One should be more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, and ready to offer all respects to others. Kirtaniya Sadahari. In such a state of mind, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. Najanam najanam nasundarim kavitamba jagadisha kamaye mamijanmani jamidishvare bhavitad bhakti rahaitaki twai. O Almighty Lord, I have no desire to accumulate wealth, nor do I desire beautiful women, nor do I want any number of followers. I only want your causeless devotional service, birth after birth. Aina takund tu kinjaram pavitam mamishave bhuvanudo kripaya tavapada pankajas jita duli sharvasham vachintaya. O son of Maharaj Nanda Krishna, I am your eternal servitor, yet somehow or another I have fallen into this ocean of birth and death. Please pick me up from this ocean of death and place me as one of the atoms at your lotus feet. Nayanam galanana surda durya varanam galara rudaya gira pulakaya nichikam vapukada tava nama grahane vavishati. O my Lord, when will my eyes be decorated with the tears of love flowing constantly when I chant your holy name? When will my voice choke up? And when will the hairs of my body stand on end at the recitation of your name? Yugayitam nameshena chakshutam trayitam shunyayam sarvam govinda vedahename. O Govinda, feeling your separation, I am considering a moment to be like 12 years or more. Tears are flowing from my eyes like torrents of rain, and I am feeling all vacant in the world of your absence. Ashliyava paravritam pranashtama madarshanam narama hatam kurotuva yatatava yatitatu lampato mat prananatasusa eva natparaha. I know no one as Krishna as my Lord, and he shall remain so, even if he handles me roughly by his embrace, or makes me brokenhearted by not being present before me. For he is always my worshipful Lord, unconditionally. So some wonderful prayers, something that we can focus on before Tuesday, before Gaur Purnima. I would humbly encourage everyone to just take 10 minutes each day and just recite these verses and to really try to understand the essence of what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying here in these eight prayers. And if anybody needs a copy, I will be very happy to print a copy for you and give it to you. All right. So with that being said, thank you very much. All glories to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna. Hope you all have a wonderful day in Krishna consciousness.